Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The pod babies are busting out. Khalil is in over his head, and Anissa has a new boo, and it's not our girl Grace. Plus, we've got our OMBL moment of the week, and we've got Gamdar, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Lean on me when you're not strong.
I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
A moment. We got some emotions tonight. For real. Lots of emotions. The truth shall set you free. What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Black Lightning Season 2, Episode 2, Book of Consequences, Chapter 2, Black Jesus Blues. As always, I am your host, Drew Jones. I couldn't do it without my girl.
Hey, y'all. It's Portia. Welcome back to the show. As y'all can hear, we playing Lean On Me song because this is an exact scene of when the principal of Eastside High was leaving. That's how this whole scene, that's how I felt with the ending scene when he had to give that assembly. But we're gonna get into that.
We are gonna get into so much tonight. We've got to talk about Khalil and Tobias. We've got to talk about this new girl with Anissa. I don't know how y'all feel about it. Let us know in the chat. We gotta talk about our boy Issa with, you know, his truth. Everybody's speaking the truth around.
Everybody's speaking the truth.
And, you know, we got to break down our OMBL moment of the week. If you don't know, that's our Oh My Black Lightning, our OMG moment of the week. So make sure to tell us in the chat and we'll shout some of you guys out. Plus, you know, our girl Portia ain't ever going to let Gamby just live his life. So, as always, we're going to have Gamdar while Portia spills the tea on our boy Gamby. But first, initial thoughts of tonight's episode.
This was really emotional, and I was just like, okay, can I get a break? I was feeling some type of way with everybody's relationship, you know, issues. We really dug deep in relationships this episode, and I'm just like, wow. And just like Anissa said in the beginning, relationships are hard.
I sometimes, like, I forgot how much I missed Black Lightning, just because, like, the other DC shows on CW can get a little campy. They can get a little goofy. You know, they always got the punchlines. And, like, Black Lightning's very, like, it goes in. It goes hard. Speaking of going hard, though, our boy Khalil is in over his head. We find out that he actually was supposed to be keeping the lookout for Cyanide, like, when she was killed, basically, by Kara. And so Tobias is not happy. How are we feeling about Khalil? Do we think he's a good guy? Do we think?
I told you Khalil was going to come to his senses. What I don't understand is why, you know, he powerful. Why he letting this big old ugly man slap him around like that?
Let me tell you something. Tobias is evil, but that man's handsome. You need to let him live his life.
No, he acts ugly, okay?
Okay.
He acts ugly, so he's ugly right now. Because his actions are ugly. You see what he done did going around killing people for the fun of it. But I don't understand. I honestly believe that, just like you said, Khalil is kind of in over his head, but then he's kind of trying to get out of it. He knows that he's in a trap. Like, I owe this man my life because he gave me legs. Unless I want to give up my legs, then I gotta stick with homeboy. And so he's in this dilemma. He want to keep walking and be free and be jumping around with a metal spine. He got that in order. But then in the back of his mind, he know that this fool crazy, and at any given moment he can take me out.
That's very true. I feel like I think if he had the choice to just, like, be paralyzed again and live a normal life or work for Tobias, I think he would go back to being paralyzed. I think it's kind of clicking for him that, like, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the side where you have working legs. So,
yeah, the only thing with that is Tobias never gave him a chance for healing. He automatically took him under his wing and was like, I'm going to make your pain go away. Mm-hmm. He never gave him an opportunity to have, you know, that physical therapy or that trying to walk on his own or to even think if his muscles will be able to regain strength. Like, so we never know if his vertigo was never walking again. That was just something that the doctors paid Tobias. I mean, that Tobias paid the doctors to say so that he could take him under his wing, you know?
Yeah.
So I believe that, you know, I agree. He would choose that route, but because he doesn't really know that if he will ever walk again, it would be hard for him to choose that route. It would take the whole season and then some.
Well, we know that our girl Jen has no time for it because homegirl pushed him right off the roof.
Soon as she came out the window.
She
did that for her daddy.
Yeah. I got a couple exes I, you know, might
push off the roof.
If they could bounce back. I mean, he was able to jump right back up there.
Yeah. She did it because she knew he could bounce back. Now, me, I ain't just pushing fools off roofs unless, you know, they done. Well, hold on. He dang near took her daddy out. Yeah, pushing off the roof. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yep.
I'm doing it.
You can't put my daddy off that roof.
You gotta go. Okay, no, nobody, not the family.
There's a couple times there where I felt like she kind of almost slipped up about, like, why she, because she was like, you took out Black Lightning, and he kind of was almost like, why does that matter? Like, why are you pressed about that? And she, I feel like she kind of almost slipped on her secrets a couple of times tonight.
Yeah. Which, she getting real, you know.
You know?
She turning into a little puddle of water. It's going to start seeping out. I'm like, Jen, come on. Hold up. Get your composure. Get it together. But you know she's ran up for her emotions and her compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So it was real easy for her, you know, powers to start turning on because she's got these flow of emotions going on. I don't even know if we on that subject yet. We on that subject.
We talking about Jennifer.
Yeah. That whole little... Tell me you still care about me. I was like, oh my God, she still care. Because she started flaring up in the eyes. I'm like, oh, if she look at him, all hell gonna break loose. But I just really wanted her to look at him so that he could see her powers, you know,
mm-hmm.
be ignited. And so that she could see that he still loves her regardless. That's what I want to see. I want his knowing. Sorry. I want his knowing notification of her powers to be something that she uses to tell if he loves her or not.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel like, I honestly don't think, I think it's going to be kind of like a Romeo-Juliet type situation for them. So, we'll see. I don't know. I have a feeling that Jennifer's maybe going to open up to him. I have faith and hope in Khalil that he'll get his act together.
Yeah, that was my prediction for last week. I believe that they're going to come back together. Like, yeah. They have a real strong love. And when she was with him, she wasn't, you know,
mm-hmm.
she wasn't on them drugs, you know? I'm talking about all them drugs. But, you know, she was being real chill and taking things, you know, to him and talking about it and releasing her feelings. But now that she feels like she's trapped, she has no outlet. So she, you know, back on the weed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a little puff puff. A little time.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little puff puff. And there ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of fan love. Portia, talk to the people for us real quick.
So, hey, After Buzzers. How y'all doing? Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite shows, not just this one. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube would suggest content that's tailor-made just for you. Whatever you like, we got it, okay? And you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, and we need growth around here. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional.
They sure are.
You can
are.
Turn them off.
Turn them off, honey.
Decline, okay? So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air for now. Thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. I love y'all. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Why'd they give us a show? I do not know. Speaking of things I do not know about, who in the hell is this girl? Zoe. Miss Anissa is out here running around in these streets. I don't like her. I'm not a fan.
First of all, she can sing.
Okay. So can Chris Brown.
We like singers.
And look, hold on.
Look, so can Ike Turner, huh?
Yep.
So can R. Kelly.
Ooh.
That was a hard one because,
you know,
I support his creativity still.
My mind is
telling me. That is not acceptable.
Not acceptable.
But I'm just saying talent does not always mean.
Okay, but look, she got a private jet. She talking about going to New York right on the spot. She
got Anissa with a real big head, though.
I mean, Anissa walked up on her with a big head, all confident. She walked up to homegirl and straight bagged her quick. Okay.
She did.
Real quick. Like, you know what? You going to be singing naked in some heels. Okay. In 5 minutes. Let's go. And that was just that. Like, upon the greeting, they didn't even have a, hey, my name's Anissa. Hey, my name is Zoe. They just
she was
had
just
a,
like,
or
you
Zoe, whatever
sing
name
me
is.
A song naked. And I was like,
Anissa, this a family show. I said, Anissa, where is your morals and your standards? She ain't got now. You know what? It's because Jennifer hit her with that, you gonna be dry. You keep it out here. You know, if you keep it out here being busy, you know? But she said, doing what you love is not work. So she out here doing her thing, okay?
But you know what? We see our girl Grace, which you already know we love Grace. We had a girl Chantal tweet in the house, and she's gonna come back this season, she said. But we love Grace. And in the comics, Anissa loves Grace. They're in game. So I'm just trying to figure out what's happening, you know, because she clearly was hurt by the situation. She was like, why are you not calling me? Like,
just so we're clear, I never said I loved Grace.
Okay, let's talk
and
about
I'm
it.
Not, and I'm not saying I don't love her. I was, you know, I was on the if about it because they met, you know, at the little library thing. And then here, lo and behold, they in costumes at a party together. And that's that, you know. And they have their little cahoots, whatever they have. Blase, blase. But it was never a time where I was just so fond of their relationship and see that they were actually growing. I was still trying to figure out, you know, why she's sleeping with the homegirl she just met, you know? But clearly that's what Anissa does. And so she's doing it now. So I am very okay and I support Anissa living in her true, authentic self. She want to be, you know, meet people, sleep with them, drop them like a hot tamale and be out. Then let her do that, you know?
I just feel like this.
She being her true self.
I feel like this. I don't think she's being her true self. I think she's getting big-headed. We clearly see her get big-headed with Jefferson. You know, she's not necessarily the most dependable this episode. We even last episode kind of talked about she was getting a little big-headed with the Robin Hood stuff. So I'm a little nervous to see, like, is she going down some type of destructive path? I don't know. And I don't think the Zoe B character is the best influence. Not necessarily. I don't know if Zoe B, I'll take it back. I don't know if Zoe B is a bad person, but I just don't think she's what Anissa needs. And also,
why?
Yes,
she invited her to the turn up.
Yeah. And with her pool and her jet and whatnot. She wanted her to miss class. She's in medical school. You can't be missing class in medical school.
You right. Okay, here we go. I got it.
All right.
Zoe B is a distraction.
Mm.
She a distraction. Anissa, she's a hero. And she got some crime she need to be out here fighting, but she done met this girl, done distracted her, gave her the big head, and that's going to be her weakness.
Yeah. But you know what? I think I am coming into this a little biased just because Grace and Anissa in the comics, you got... I'm going to show you some stuff in the comments, okay? Because you'll be seeing Grace and Anissa, too, because they're real cute. And I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, we can't have our in-game couple together quite yet because it's only season two.
She said relationships are hard. Some relationships got to go through some stuff.
You're right.
Now,
you're right.
I don't agree with stepping out, but it was never decided that they were in a relationship.
No, you're right. I just don't like ghosting people. Yeah. I feel like Anissa
don't grab all my attention and dip on me.
Anissa be ghosting her. She be ghosting Grace. She be ghosting her daddy. She be ghosting everybody.
See, but see, she was distracted. You know, she was at that party at the time when they were supposed to be getting Wendy. That's what happened. That's how that happened. It was like I told you, it was a distraction. That's what happened. It wasn't even like... You know, she did it on purpose. She's just, her mind is being pulled elsewhere.
Well,
her mind is also being pulled to tell the damn truth because our boy Issa has everybody at the dinner table.
Oh my God. Woo. This whole family drama at the dinner table was a lot.
Truth. So, Agent, what is his name? Agent Odell, who I still don't like. He got attitude.
I can't mess with dude.
He musty. I don't like him.
How he spell from the screen?
He just looks musty. You know, you just be looking at people and it's like, they musty.
I never looked at somebody and said they look musty though.
Well, you're a better person than I am. But Agent Odell looks musty, dusty, crusty, all of the above. And he decides that Issa is in Lynn's care. And seeing as no one is coming to claim Issa, she decides to bring old boy home to dinner. Mm. And what ensues is a lot to take in. We learned that him making eye contact with people makes them tell
the truth.
Ugly truth. Which, you know what I think is interesting about Issa being the one to tell people, to make people tell the truth? Because I haven't seen it so much on Black Lightning just because the only metas we've really dealt with are Jefferson and Anissa and Jennifer. But on other shows like Supergirl or The Flash, like, normally the metas have their powers kind of relate to whatever they've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's interesting that he makes people tell uncomfortable truths when he was a black boy murdered by the police. And it's like, we saw it on camera, and it's kind of like an uncomfortable truth of like the current state of our country.
That's so good, Drew.
You know what I'm saying?
That correlation was good. You deserve a golden cookie for that one.
A golden cookie. But that was just like, I thought that was interesting, like, tied together. And I mean, we got some uncomfortable truths at that dinner table.
Yeah, I wrote them all down.
Yes, break them down.
Here we go. The uncomfortable truths. Hold on. That ain't Jeff.
We got, who do you want to start with? Anissa is getting real frustrated.
Anissa is frustrated. That's crazy. I wrote these down. They're on here.
So Anissa, okay. Did you find them?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go. Anissa thinks Jeff is overbearing. Jeff thinks Anissa is acting like a child. Jen is feeling really trapped, and Lynn is sick of her whining. That was the whole breakdown.
Which, the Lynn one was a little harsh.
Yeah, because she was just like, stop whining, little girl. I'm sick of it.
She called her little girl, too. That's how I knew she was over it.
Like, my thing is, Anissa is, because it started with Jennifer saying, what you looking at, zombie bag boy? And
not zombie bag boy.
What did she say? Or
She said something along those lines.
Yeah, bag boy, zombie, something like that. She called him something like that, okay? Because that's what he known as on the internet, okay? Facts. On Instagram. And so she, you know, let that truth be out. And so then he just try to play it off because he don't want it. Like, you got to notice something. Even if somebody asks him a question in his little veins flare, he tells the truth too. Because when Jennifer first said that, everybody was looking like, Jen, why you say that? You know, her mama was mad at her. And then he like, oh, no, I just lying. He like, oh, no, it's okay. Sometimes me and my family, we sit around the table and we say crazy stuff to each other. It's fine. But then they go through all the back and forth. And so then Jeff noticed that his little veins are going. So he just like, hold on, your veins are twitching uncontrollably. And once it twitched again, he started telling the truth. He's like, oh, it's okay. Once I came alive again, I look at people and they start telling the truth. And I believe that even though he's not looking at himself, whenever that vein flares, truth comes out.
Yeah.
But I'm just appalled at Anissa talking about some, you lucky you ain't around a daddy that's overbearing. Like, well, dang. That's watching your every moon talking about, I'm a grown-ass woman. Excuse me?
Yeah, there are a lot of issues I have with that. First of all, I mean, and the Brock I killed, they're just geniuses, okay? Yeah. Like, this whole team is so smart. First of all, the whole, like, you're lucky you don't have a daddy around. We already know about the government planting drugs in black neighborhoods to get a bunch of people's daddies
on crack.
Yep, all their daddies on crack.
Oh, that's not okay.
Or in jail, or some other BS, you know? And so a lot of black youth did grow up without daddies because of situations that were beyond their control. And so it was kind of like a, damn, like, you unappreciative as hell. Like, because that's something I feel like so many people in the Black community crave is, like, the strong father figure. And Jefferson Pierce is clearly...
That's why he was mad at her. He, like, well, act like a grown woman.
Mm-hmm. Because she's out here wild and she's not being dependable. She's, you don't get to be Thunder and get the, you know, to flex and whatnot if you're not going to show up when you're needed.
Yeah, that was... That truth needed to be spoken. Like, when that happened, that needed to happen. Now, the whole Lynn and Jen thing, that was a little touchy because they are keeping Jen in the house. It's not her fault. She's the one that can't be out unless she's at therapy, you know? That's something that they have going on. So, for her to express her truth being that I feel like I'm in a box, you know? I should be in one of them little pod things because that's what's going on in my life right now. I feel like a freak show. And for Lynn to lash out like that, I believe that, you know, Lynn is being insensitive to what she has going on. Lynn never had power. She doesn't understand where she's coming from. Anissa and Jeff can understand where Jennifer is coming from, but they have, you know, lived their power experiences differently.
Yeah. I think it was a little aggressive. Obviously, they all had to tell the truth. Side note, I don't necessarily think Issa had to tell the truth. I think he's just naturally a truthful person, and he just said it.
Oh.
But that's just, like, a guess. I don't know. But, because there are a couple other things. He was, like, quiet on some other things that I was like, so maybe he doesn't have to tell the truth. But as far as the Lynn and Jennifer thing, I kind of see both sides, because on the one hand, Jennifer's very, woe is me, life's so hard, you don't understand, blase, blase, you know, and it's just very like, okay, girl, we get it.
You're right, we get it. You got, like, powers that you don't know how to control and you mad about them.
It's hard out here for a pimp. You need to chill. Like, and then
she said, little girl, I'm sick of it.
But then I feel for Lynn too, because Lynn is very, she doesn't have powers, but it's almost like everyone sometimes belittles what Lynn can do.
Like, yeah.
And Lynn's a whole ass surgeon. Like, yeah. She, like, is very much capable of pulling her weight on the team just because she can't.
She's capable of controlling everybody's powers.
Yeah, just because she can't crack the ground open or electrocute somebody or generate or whatever doesn't mean that she doesn't have value to the team. And I think she kind of was very, like, just over it. So, I don't know. It was just, that was a harsh, harsh dinner situation. But I'm interested to see how it plays into the rest of the season. When I interviewed Cress Williams, he said that this entire season is about consequences. It's about, you know, basically, like, life coming and collecting its dues. And so I think seeing how Anissa's kind of acting out is all this power. Like, isn't it Kanye West who says no man should have all that power from his song Power? I feel like that's kind of like we're seeing that, like, it all that power real quick, there's gonna be some consequences.
Yeah, I just really thought Detective Odell, I thought he already knew what Issa's powers was, and I thought he was gonna use him on Lynn to make her tell the truth.
I honestly wouldn't be
That's
surprised.
Why I was so nervous when he brought him into the room. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, don't make him look at Lynn. But, you know, he did mention that part at the end, like, you know what, his powers could be put to good use. Mm-hmm. And she looked at him like he was crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous to see how that...
Because as a detective, he needs somebody like that, you know, on his, you know, as his right-hand man. You make these fools tell the truth so I can find out what's going on.
Yeah, very true. We also find out, because, again, Issa makes her tell the truth, that, you know, a lot of... unless there's a cure, he's dying. We don't know when, and we don't know how. And really, the only options are you either kind of stick it out here and we try to figure it out and you possibly die, or I put you in a pod and you're in a pod.
Like, do you think she would have told him all of that unless Jen taught him how to actually use his powers?
That's actually really hard to tell, because I feel like Lynn wouldn't, like...
She would have just kept it real with him.
Yeah, I feel like Lynn would have kept it real, because that's a serious thing. You know, it's not going to help him by keeping it from him. So I think maybe she would have told the truth. But
he was flexing the muscles hard. He was like, you're going to tell me everything I need to know, okay? That's how he was looking. And I'm just like, oh my God, he's going to die.
I know, I don't want him to die.
I wrote that down too. I said, oh my God, if homeboy gonna die, he only got 6 months to live. Like, you know, just thinking of all the worst possibilities.
I don't want him to die. I really like
I don't either.
I like him. I still kind of feel like when he was on the roof with Jen.
That was her whole therapy session.
Yeah. Well, okay, but I did say last week that it would be interesting to see if maybe, like, they have a little thing.
Nah, he ain't Jen type.
What, Khalil's Jen's type?
Yes.
I don't know about that. Khalil look 30. He too old. He looked like Jason Derulo 2 albums ago. He needs to chill and work on himself and get himself out of Tobias's situation before
guess,
he worries.
I guess we have something there, but like, no, Jen like people who are strong and compassionate like she is, but also have a, you know, a certain amount of confidence about them that they exude off into her. He doesn't look that confident sometimes.
But I think that was before Jen went through everything, because Jen was very confident before she got her powers and everything. I think she's kind of lost and needs someone who she can relate with. And I think whether it's romantic or not, I do think maybe there's going to be something with her and Issa where it's a friendship or...
Well, they are already friends. More. They're keeping each other secrets.
Yeah, so who knows? Or maybe it's someone she can confide... He ends up being someone she can confide in about her powers.
Her therapist. That's what I'm saying.
We'll see. We will see. At the beginning of the episode, it started off with a bang. Pod Baby breaks out, starts...
He killed a whole lab worker.
He did.
And then off himself.
And that lab worker was cute, so I was, like, mad about it.
Good night.
Good night to him, because he did. But yeah, and then the paw baby offed himself and also accidentally released our girl, Wendy Hernandez.
Who watches the whole thing in hallucination.
Yeah, so she's like kind of having a psychotic break. And we learned that she has aerokinesis powers, which means she can control the wind. And she has been in this pod for like 30 years, which is crazy. Like, her parents are dead. All of her friends are grown up. She's just kind of like wandering around. It makes you wonder what's going to happen to these pod babies when they eventually all get unfrozen.
Yeah.
How do you adapt back into regular life?
Yeah. And then still be the same age that you were when you got spotted, you know?
Yeah.
That was kind of sticky. I'm just like, ugh. Because did she know her parents did? Obviously, she went to go try to find them, but she probably don't know. She probably don't know the gist of where they are, because she's too busy running around causing havoc all over the city, you know, throwing cars into each other, breaking up buildings.
Yeah.
She's just out here being real crazy.
Real, real crazy.
Hallucinating and throwing her wind around.
But luckily, our boy Jefferson kind of electrocutes her back out of her psychotic break, which I'm wondering if that's going to have something to do with the other pod babies. Like, because he electrocutes her and she kind of, like, snaps out of it and is, like, good to go. So I'm wondering if, like, there's going to be some type of electrotherapy with
You know
them,
what?
Or...
That's probably why the ASA needed Black Lightning, because he's probably the cure to whatever these people need in there.
Well, because he's a stable metahuman and the rest of them aren't.
Right. So they probably need whatever gene he has, mm-hmm. you know, just like how they were trying to get him and, you know, kill him and take his genes before. They just needed whatever gene he had, and then... Hopefully that's going to help them or whatever they need the cure of. Like, the cure for Issa that Lynn is looking for is probably in Jeff's blood. Like,
yeah.
We don't know.
So I'm very interested to see how that plays out. And then, of course, last week we find out that the board decides that it's time for our boy Jefferson to go. Mm-hmm. He can't be principal no more. And now we're finding out they're bringing in a white man.
A white man named Mike Lowry from Bad Boys. Like, first of all, you not about to call this man Mike Lowry. Because right. He ain't no Mike Lowry. Okay?
Right. I was like, really?
I was like, no. First of all, Mike Lowry threw me all the way off. Because I'm just like, oh. So we in a whole Bad Boys movie. And so then, because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, piece it together. Like, okay, if it's Mike Lowry, let him be funny. Like mm-hmm. how Martin was when he tried to be Mike Lowry, okay? Let it just be funny in a game, play. He a cool principal, whatever. So then he go and break the whole little news. Like, no, he on the other side of the tracks, like, in the race area.
Yeah.
He ain't what you is. And even though this is all Black school, we got a white leader of the people now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, how? And I understood where Jefferson's anger came from, because how do you place a a man of distinct power and leadership in front of a whole bunch of children to give them hope that you could be like something, someone that looks like you. And you replace that with somebody that don't look like you. And then it's like, where is all that hope?
Someone in the chat says, what's the big deal about bringing in a white man? It kind of feels like reverse racism, not to be offensive.
I just said it.
First of all, reverse racism is not real, but we're not going to go down that road. But to have in to have someone who has extreme privilege and doesn't have an understanding for the children that are in the school in these these project areas, for you to have zero understanding of what these kids are going through from a day-to-day basis, and for kids to have someone who's in control of them who doesn't look like them and isn't someone that they can aspire or relate to in any shape or form, and doesn't necessarily have their best intentions in mind because he doesn't necessarily understand their best intentions. There's a huge, like...
A lot of our influencers these days are very relatable. That means not only do they look like us, but they sound like us. They come from the backgrounds we come from. They grew up in an area that we grew up in. And, you know, they know what we know. They've had the kind of families that we've had. So it's easy to be inspired and encouraged by somebody that we see that looks like me and made it through to the other end. Now, when you place somebody in front of me that don't know me, don't know nothing about me, that can't relate on me on any level, never grew up like I grew up, never had to learn the things that I had to learn, wasn't underprivileged like I was underprivileged, wasn't in poverty like I was in poverty. It's like, why do I aspire to be you when I don't know if I can make it for real because you're not a real example?
Facts. Listen, real quick, if you don't like talking about race, this is not the show for you. It's just... It's Black Lightning's
back.
Honey, like this is, and I hate to be that person, but if you can't talk about race and systematic oppression in the current state of our country, this show's just not for you. It's not super hit, like
Issa made her say that.
Issa made me say that. No, but DC and Marvel have both very much been, you know, reflections of political climates throughout the decade. So if you can't talk politics, race, sexism, all of the homophobia, all of the above, then why are you reading comics? Because that's what they're talking about. Cloak and Dagger was about the drug push in the early 80s. Wonder Woman was about feminism. Like, you know, all of these characters are reflecting issues, and Black Lightning is bringing up a lot of stuff. And when you haven't, when you've constantly been used to having representation where your representation is so normalized, when the president constantly looks like you, people in power look like you, actors, actresses, your favorite musicians, when everyone looks like you and you have no idea what it feels like to not have that representation like minorities do, you won't necessarily understand why.
Right, and you won't necessarily strive for the goal. It's not the only way you can strive for a goal, but the best way to strive for a goal is to see somebody who relates to you and, you know, who comes from the same kind of background as you and possibly look like you. To see them overcome is like that push that, okay, you did it, so I can do it too. Because you came from where I came from and you look like me and we have the same experiences. It's just like, how can I relate to somebody who is can't compare to me, not even on one level?
Facts. We could take y'all to church all damn day long about
this subject. And that's what I love about entertainment.
I do too.
Because we create these stories and we educate people on the hard things that we face socially every single day. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love this show so much, because it's like, we not going to just give you no little play and let you know that cops shooting Black kids. They do it every single day. So now let's make the conversation broader. Let's bring in some things like, okay, now we got a white man leading Black people. How did that happen? Now we got, you know, this dude who's making people tell uncomfortable truths. How did that happen? It's because we need to be able to verbalize our issues and our brokenness so that people can have an understanding on how we need to grow and move forward.
Mm-hmm. So Jefferson talks to the students at Garfield and says, basically, when we go back in the session, I will no longer be the principal. I'll still be here for y'all. I'll still be a teacher, but I will not be in charge. And I love this.
How they do that chant.
I love this scene because there's certain movie, like going back into the sense of representation, there's certain masterpiece movies that you watch as a kid and you wish that you saw your face in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like The Breakfast Club or like 16 Candles. You see those movies and you're like, I love this, but nobody looks like me. So it's like, there's only a certain level. Exactly. There's a certain level of like, this is cool, but whatever. I love this scene because it reminded me of Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams. If you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix. It's a great movie. But it was very much like a Oh Captain, My Captain type of scene basically in the movie. Robin Williams teaches these kids like so many mind opening things and basically gets pushed out by administration. And so his students kind of are like, you changed our lives, like we'll forever rock with you. And it was very similar to Jefferson's students basically making him repeat like his mantra mm-hmm. back to them, like he makes them to them. So I loved that kind of like parallel scene. I thought it was super cool to
it was like when Principal Clark mm-hmm. came in at the end of East Side High. Yep. They all sung Lean on Me. That's why we started with that song.
That okay? sure is. That sure is. I'm very interested to see what's gonna happen though with this new principal. I just don't have a good feeling about it. But
first of all, his name was Mike Lowry. I can't take that serious.
I can't take that even.
I cannot take that serious.
But we will see. But let's go ahead and hop into our segments of the week. Let's get into our OMBL moment of the week. If you don't if you don't know what that is, it's our Oh My Black Lightning moment, our OMG moment of the week. Tell us in the chat.
What's shout out your to Steve for that lightning.
Yeah, shout out to Steve for that lightning. Tell us in the chat what your OMBL moment is. While we tell you ours, I will pull up some of yours. So, Portia, what's your OMBL moment, girl?
My OMBL moment. Can I have two?
You sure can.
Okay, so my first OMBL moment was definitely Anissa walking up on homegirl like, you know, hey, how you doing? We've been staring at each other. You gonna be, you know, in a bed with me naked in a couple of seconds. Mm-hmm. That was just like, oh, my black lightning. What am I watching? Like, Anissa, girl, get you some act right. Okay, that was my first one. So my second one was that whole dinner table scene. Mm-hmm. Granted, all of the conversations needed to happen, but it was still just like, oh, my black lightning.
Oh, my black lightning.
Like, y'all for real going neck to neck at each other.
Yeah. My OMBL moment would be, I'm going to go with the last scene with the students and Jefferson, just because I loved the parallel. Yeah. I love connect. Like, I hope everyone has a teacher or some figure in their life from when they were younger that was like a Jefferson Pierce. I luckily had a Jefferson Pierce type. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made me be like, damn. That teacher was dope, and they taught me a lot. Shout out to you, Miss Doll. You were dope. But, yeah, I love that moment. Some of the people in the chat, Fandom D Saint says, my OMBL moment is Jennifer pushing Painkiller off the roof. Facts.
Yeah.
Ivan Soto says his is Jefferson telling off Anissa.
Yeah, because he got her together. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't stop, you're going to be in a body bag somewhere, girl.
Let's see. Starman 934 says Tobias punching Khalil during chess.
Oh, that was outrageous.
That was wild.
Every move he made, he got slapped down. I said, what is this?
But you know what? That's why you can't get cocky. Sometimes you gotta, like, you can't be cocky.
But he wasn't cocky.
He was getting cocky with the moves that he was making. And
that
he
don't
wasn't
deserve seeing, a slap.
It doesn't. But I'm saying, like, you gotta be in the game. You gotta be, like, three steps ahead of everything. He just wasn't, you know, he's just in the moment.
I'm glad I don't know how to play chess.
Because that's what you learned from the situation.
Yeah, that's what I learned. I don't need nobody slapping me around because I made the wrong move.
Facts. We got to hurry up and wrap this up. So if you have an OMBL moment, make sure to tweet it to us or leave them in the comments and we will shout some of those out next week. But before we wrap this up, let's get into Gamdar. Gamdar is, if you don't know, it is every week Portia breaks down how she thinks Gamby is being petty or suspicious.
Yes, Gamdar music. So what she said, and then let me just add to that, because I don't want people to be thinking I'm coming for Gamby's neck every single time. Sometimes I just want to let y'all know how I feel about what he got going on or the moves that he's making, or let y'all know that I see you, Gamby, that I see what you doing. So, today, my Gamdar is a suggestion for Gamby. So, we see Wendy breaks out of this whole pot situation and all of this happens. Then they got this disaster on the street. So my suggestion is that Gamby just go ahead and have a family sit down or in his office and give Lynn and Jeff the whole rundown of all them pies that he done spotted out. Mm-hmm. So they won't be having no surprises. They need to be able to expect what will happen if these little pie babies break out the cages again. I'm talking about cages. That ain't right. If they break out their freezers. Because he spotted them first and foremost. 30 years ago, he spotted them. He knows all of their powers because he's seen them. He know that they have powers because he's seen them. And then he know their names because he followed them. So if he just go ahead and give them the whole rundown of these people, who they are, their names, what they're capable of, and all of these things, then they know what to expect if something was to happen, like them being released or the freezers coming open unexpectedly, because that was crazy.
And that was Gamdar. Thank you, Portia, for that. Before we head out, let's get into predictions.
So my first prediction, because Tobias was going to all these different detectives he was going to all the detectives. He was going to all these old people, his old friends who knew about Alvin Pierce and all of that. I believe he's trying to figure out who Alvin Pierce left behind, because then he's going to try to tie that to that's who Black Lightning is. Mm. That's what I think. I think he's trying to find out who is Black Lightning. And if he can find out who was Alvin Pierce's son, or if he had some type of relatives, or if he knew of somebody that was affected by this serum that they gave the kids, then he could piece two and two together.
Yeah, he's definitely cleaning up his mess. Like, he's definitely, you know, cutting off all possible leads. He even killed his, like, homeboy.
Yeah.
Which was, like, messed up.
He killed his homeboy, and then he killed the detective.
Yeah.
Who, you know, he let live in his house.
So, I definitely think I'm hoping we kind of see what Tobias is, like, his, like, you know, what he's trying to do this season, mm-hmm. you know? Because I always like on shows where we kind of know what the bad guy's up to, and that we are watching what he's up to, and then also watching the good guys try to figure out what's going on. I like seeing that parallel. So I'm hoping we kind of find out what his arc, his, you know, his game is early on.
Because he plotting real thick.
He plotting real thick. I think Anissa's going to get a slice of humble pie soon. I don't know what it's going to be, but she's getting real cocky, and God don't like cocky, so I feel like she's gonna get some humble pie real soon. And I want to see this Jennifer.
Probably and gonna East. Be Grace. They give it to her.
Facts.
Humble her all the way up.
I want to see Jennifer and Issa. Not necessarily romantic, but I do want to see that relationship, whatever it may turn into, because I do think there's some type of natural, like, sense of trust there, and I think she needs that, and I think he clearly needs that as well. So I'm interested to see what happens there. But until next time, where can they find you?
Y'all can find me everywhere, all social media, at Portia Carter. And you can also find me on Mondays right here at 7 p.m. for the after show of 911.
Okay. And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J. And if you love DC and you love the CW, you already know that you can find me on the Flash panel Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. But until next time, we will see you all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.